My name's James, and today we're going to have a look at Bitcoin wallets. We're going to start off with really understanding what Bitcoin wallets are, and then we'll walk through some real-world examples of different wallets and the wallet types, and even look at a couple of different options on each kind of wallet that you can have. First, let's have a look at why a Bitcoin wallet is important, and what's the difference between having an exchange account or having your own Bitcoin wallet. A Bitcoin wallet is actually not where your Bitcoin lives. The physical device or application that you might install on your phone is simply a user interface, a place where you can log in to see and spend your Bitcoin. Bitcoin never leaves the blockchain. What the wallet represents is your title deed, your ownership of the Bitcoin, and your ability to transfer it from place to place. The Bitcoin blockchain is the public ledger of the movement of Bitcoin, of every Bitcoin ever created, from creation through different ownership to where it now sits. What your wallet does is give you the access to that Bitcoin using something called a private key. The private key is your digital signature. It proves ownership and allows you to spend Bitcoin. It protects your funds and ensures that only the person with the private key can actually spend Bitcoin or move it from place to place. Think of it like this. Imagine a bunch of transparent safes in the sky. Everyone can see the balances and anyone can deposit Bitcoin into your safe using your public address. Only the person with the private key can unlock that safe and move the Bitcoin from one place to another. That's what your wallet is. It's a tool that holds the private key that helps you to interact with the Bitcoin network. So why is holding your own key important? Well, when you don't hold a key for Bitcoin, you don't actually own any Bitcoin. You might have a paper IOU or a agreement of credit with somebody that they owe you the Bitcoin if you request it, but you don't have the authority, the autonomy to spend that Bitcoin without somebody else's permission. Now, Bitcoin was built and created as a permissionless way to transfer value from place to place. So when you are trusting somebody else to hold a private key for your Bitcoin, you are really surrendering the authority over your Bitcoin. The one problem with this, of course, is when exchanges go bankrupt or disappear or are hacked and they lose the Bitcoin that they are holding. This has happened a number of times throughout history. So it's very important that when your Bitcoin is on an exchange, they hold the private keys and therefore they own the Bitcoin. That's a custodial model, and it's not a redundant model. It certainly helps people to enter the Bitcoin space, but it's not a long-term way to ensure your wealth is managed and secured in your own hands. So self-custody means that you begin to hold your Bitcoin and actually own it. You remove the risk of exchange failure. You remove the risk of other hacks. And because, like we said, the safe's in the sky, you've got the only private key to your Bitcoin, you remove the risk of anybody else stealing it. What does become very important is that you protect your private key properly. And so we'll look at a little bit at that as well. When you hold your own private key and you hold your own Bitcoin, you become your own bank. That means you need to take responsibility for your backup and recovery. That's really where SimpleBee has always added value to our clients. On the strategic reserve, we're really talking about ensuring that your Bitcoin assets are going to last for generations as a strategic allocation of your portfolio. So let's see how it works in practice. When you create a Bitcoin wallet, whether it's on an app on your phone or on a hardware device, it generates a private key for you. Instead of giving you this very long string of random characters and code, the wallet gives you a seed phrase. This is a list of 12 or 24 words. And that seed phrase is a cryptographic representation of your private key, that very long string. The hardware device or the secure element on your phone secures the string and the 24 words. And they're only normally displayed once. There are apps that allow you to log in and check your 24 words. But anyone else who gets those words can basically take your Bitcoin. The golden rule is to never store your seed phrase digitally. Never take a screenshot of it. Don't put it in a cloud backup. I've had somebody secure a seed phrase in an encrypted file with multiple layers of encryption and leave it on his Google Drive, and that wallet got cleaned out. Don't copy and paste it into a Word document. Instead, write it down using an old school pen and paper, and then transfer it as soon as you can onto something like a steel plate that allows you to etch it and engrave your 24 words in a way that is fireproof, waterproof, and tamper-resistant, which is a much better long-term backup option if you're storing significant wealth on your own private key. And then always store a backup to your wallet and your wallet in separate locations, especially geographic locations. It doesn't help to have the wallet in this bedroom and the backup in that safe when the house burns down. If somebody steals both, your Bitcoin will be gone. Let's look at an entry-level wallet. A software wallet like Blockstream Green can be downloaded off the internet. So Blockstream Green is just an app on your phone, and that allows you to really open a new wallet. It's very simple to work through. I recommend downloading my guide, which goes through how to set up a Blockstream Green wallet, but it also teaches you as it goes about what you're doing and why you're doing it. Included there is a page where you can record your 24 words. When you write down your 24 words, you are securing the future of your Bitcoin. And it's very important to do that process accurately. So I recommend downloading my guide on how to open a software wallet, which walks you through the process step by step with a little bit of educational content as well around how wallets work. And in fact, it's got a page for a 24-word key phrase to be written down and recorded. That page explains a little bit about storage and how to ensure that your Bitcoin seed is correctly placed. So on Blockstream Green, you can download the app on iStore or on Android Store and then click Create a New Wallet. It then presents a 24-word seed phrase and asks you to record them and then confirm that they are correct. Most wallets then require that you set a PIN code. That PIN code is not directly linked to the security of your Bitcoin, but it allows you to interact with the Bitcoin on that device. And so it's very important to write down what that PIN code is. It's great to have a backup of your PIN code and then great to have a backup of your 24 words because that ensures that you won't lose access to your Bitcoin, which is stored either on your phone or on another device. Of course, it's not wise to have Bitcoin on a phone in your pocket that you're traveling around with you. So it's best to really define how you want to secure your Bitcoin and perhaps even delete the app off your phone. Reinstall it and ensure that you can recover the Bitcoin that's in that app when you initially set it up. But then in the long term, actually not have the app left on your phone because you don't want that to be easily surrendered in case of a brute force attack or anything as terrible as that. Now, let's have a look at hardware wallets. Hardware wallets come in different shapes and sizes. The Ledger is a very popular device, and they've sold thousands of units of the Ledger, and I've managed to get the Ledger Gold for my multi-signature vault. But I highly recommend rather using the Trezor. Trezor actually have a couple of different options. The Trezor Safe 3 is the one I use, and I obviously buy the Bitcoin-only version. What's nice with that is it's not confusing. Ledger have a lot of applications and additional services, which are smart contracts, which actually place your private key at risk, thereby defeating the point of having a hardware wallet altogether. So it's very buyer beware on the Ledger. The Trezor Model T is a very well battle-tested device, and that's the slightly older wallet, but I'm using the Safe 3 these days. It's a highly secure device, and it stores your private key offline, away from internet-connected devices. So as long as you're not revealing the screen of this device when you set up your private key, you're not going to reveal your private key through the connection to your computer. During setup, it generates a 24-word seed phrase, and it actually gives you a card to record the seed. Trezor has instituted a new system where they only give you 20 words. It's recommended to scroll down to the bottom of that list and select the 24-word list, because obviously you want to use a universal standard for your Bitcoin words. Again, write down the words carefully, double-check them, and then store them securely and consider putting them onto a steel backup plate. You'll also have to set a PIN on your Trezor device, and you can optionally enter a passphrase as well. The passphrase is a 25th word that adds an additional layer of protection to your Bitcoin vault, but it comes with its own risks because a passphrase basically creates a new Bitcoin wallet on top of the 24 words. And to recover the Bitcoin in that wallet, you would need all the 24 words plus whatever you set as a passphrase. And a passphrase can be one word, or you could choose a whole string or a sentence. The risk in there is obviously exponential with the more words and characters you use, and it could very easily be lost. So very carefully consider how to use the passphrase and what kind of attacks you're protecting against. The ultimate in Bitcoin security, native to Bitcoin, is the multi-signature vault. So multi-signature vaults basically take the three or five signing devices. And that's literally where you take three hardware wallets and combine them to create a super wallet. So each wallet actually could operate as a standalone item. But when you combine them together, you create this multi-signature vault or wallet that allows you to receive Bitcoin to that wallet and only spend it when the requirements that you set on creation are met. So when I use multi-signature vaults, we normally create a two of three multi-signature vault. And what that does is it says, in order to spend Bitcoin, I need to sign the transaction with two of the three devices. So if I have these two, I can spend Bitcoin out of the wallet. If I have these two, I can spend Bitcoin out of the wallet. But if, say, I've only got one device, I can't spend the Bitcoin. And this is very useful for setups like we do at Simple Bitcoin, where we create a managed multi-signature vault where I hold one key and my client holds two. This allows me to support their bearer asset ownership of Bitcoin, but not be able to steal it. And then, of course, because we back up all of the seed plates, the risk of loss is very minimal. In fact, as long as you keep one seed plate safe, and I've got one seed plate safe, we can always help you to recover your Bitcoin. So it's much more advanced, a little bit more technical, but it certainly ensures that you cater for your long-term planning and your legacy planning of your Bitcoin stack. If you're in a company or fiduciary role, a role where you're managing either your company's money or other people's money, then it becomes vitally important to set up the right Bitcoin custody model. And that's really our focus at Simple. So the strategic reserve, our goal is not just to teach you why Bitcoin is important, but also how to keep it safely. In a multi-signature vault, if one device fails, you don't lose your coin. If one key is compromised, you can create a new vault by replacing it. And if you pass away, your family or business partners can still access the funds. So one of the other components is actually backing up your passphrase. Although we said you can write it down, we also suggested using a steel plate. So I'll show you this steel plate that I use, which is actually made by a company called Keystone. They used to make it under another brand as well. And it allows you to actually record your 24 word onto this template. The template only uses the first four letters of each word because the list used to create Bitcoin private keys is a unique list where the first four letters will give you the full word. It's very clever to simply create a list of the words from 1 to 24 using just the first four letters, which allows you to punch it into the steel with this very useful tool. That ships together as a pack, the steel plate and the punch itself. And that's very easy then to then punch out your 24 words. One tip is always to use a permanent marker just to mark the dots first, because once you make a dot, you can't take it off. And what's wonderful about these steel plates is that they're waterproof, they are fireproof. And so in the case of emergencies, you can easily recover your assets. So that's Bitcoin wallets in a quick introduction. And obviously there's a lot to navigate around Bitcoin and securing your private key correctly. Remember that wallets don't hold coins. They hold the private key for your Bitcoin. Anybody who has the private key can steal your Bitcoin. And that's why securing your 24 words is more important than securing a little hardware device. With this, I would need the PIN code in order to execute transactions. But with a 24 word plate by itself in a single signature model, I can steal your Bitcoin just by getting hold of your 24 words. And we've had clients who've written down their words in the back of their diary, open the diary in the ice store, and the Bitcoin's gone missing the next day. These are small things that are risks that you need to just navigate for. So recording and correctly storing your private key is the most important component of holding your own Bitcoin. If you need help setting this up, it is something we do at Simple Bitcoin. And if you're controlling, as I said, other people's money or corporate treasury, we can do this in a regulated and secure manner through a managed multi-signature vault. Thanks so much for watching. And remember, not your keys, not your coins. Always hold your private keys yourself and take away the risk of losing your Bitcoin. And when you hold Bitcoin in a managed multi-signature vault, your only risk becomes the price volatility.